DeepEnglish.com.
Lawrence Ripple entered the bank and gave the teller a note that said, "I have a gun, give me money." Did Lawrence Ripple enter the post office? No, Lawrence Ripple didn't enter the post office. He entered the bank. And what did he give the teller? He gave the teller a note. And did the note say, "I have money, give me a gun"? No, the note didn't say, "I have money, give me a gun." The note said, "I have a gun, give me money." Ripple didn't have a gun, and strangely, he didn't actually want the money. Did Ripple have a gun? No, he didn't have a gun. And did he actually want the money? No, he didn't actually want the money. After the teller handed over $3,000 in cash, Ripple sat down in the lobby and waited for the cops to come. How much cash did the teller hand over to Ripple? The teller handed over $3,000 in cash. And where did Ripple sit down? Ripple sat down in the lobby. Did he wait for his wife to come? No, he didn't wait for his wife to come. He waited for the cops to come. Have you ever waited for the cops to come? This didn't take long, since Ripple chose a bank with a police station on the same block. Did this take a long time? No, this didn't take long. Why did this not take long? This didn't take long, since Ripple chose a bank with a police station on the same block. When the cops arrived, he was arrested and soon confessed his real motive. He had had an argument with his wife, and he was fed up. Was Ripple arrested? Yes, Ripple was arrested. And did he confess his real motive? Yes, he did. He confessed his real motive. What was his real motive? He had had an argument with his wife, and he was fed up. Have you ever felt fed up with someone? He told his wife he couldn't take it anymore and would rather be in jail. What did Ripple tell his wife? He told his wife he couldn't take it anymore and would rather be in jail. Ripple even wrote the bank robbery note in front of his wife before heading to the bank. What did Ripple do before heading to the bank? Ripple wrote the bank robbery note in front of his wife before heading to the bank. While it's probably too late for Ripple and his wife, researchers at the University of Georgia say the secret to weathering the ups and downs of marriage are two little words: thank you. According to researchers, what is the secret to weathering the ups and downs of marriage? The secret to weathering the ups and downs of marriage are two little words: thank you. They asked 468 married people about the sources of common marital stress, as well as expressions of gratitude. How many married people did they ask? They asked 468 married people. And what did they ask them about? They asked them about the sources of common marital stress, as well as expressions of gratitude. They found that how often people expressed appreciation for their partner was the key to a long and successful marriage. What did they find out was the key to a long and successful marriage? They found out that how often married people expressed appreciation for their partner was the key to a long and successful marriage. And they found that it was far more important than how often couples argue. Was expressing appreciation for one's partner more or less important than how often couples argue? Expressing appreciation for one's partner was more important than how often couples argue. In fact, they think that appreciation allows people to weather the stress that is inevitable in all relationships. Is stress inevitable in all relationships? Yes, stress is inevitable in all relationships. According to Ted Futris, what distinguishes the marriages that last from those that don't is not how often they argue, but how they argue and how they treat each other on a daily basis. Which is more important for a lasting marriage? How couples argue or how often they argue? How couples argue is more important. What else is important for a lasting marriage? how couples treat each other on a daily basis is also important. Interestingly, the study focuses on expressions of gratitude. Feeling grateful isn't enough. You need to express it. Is feeling grateful enough? No, it isn't. Feeling grateful isn't enough. You need to express it. Expressing appreciation regularly, through saying thank you and giving compliments, doesn't come naturally to everyone. Does saying thank you and giving compliments come naturally to everyone? No, saying thank you and giving compliments doesn't come naturally to everyone. Does expressing appreciation come naturally to you? The good news, according to other research, is that gratitude is something that can be cultivated. According to other research, what is the good news about gratitude? The good news about gratitude is that it is something that can be cultivated. One study asked people to keep daily journals, recording their appreciation for their partner. What did one study ask people to do? One study asked people to keep daily journals, recording their appreciation for their partner. This act of recording increased the level of appreciation they felt and the frequency that they expressed that appreciation to their partner. What effect did this act of recording have on the appreciation that people felt? This act of recording increased the level of appreciation they felt. And did it increase or decrease the frequency that they expressed that appreciation to their partner? It increased the frequency that they expressed that appreciation to their partner. How often do you express appreciation to your partner?